Well, it wasn't exactly like last time Notre Dame played Wisconsin, but the score was 41-13 back in 2021 and now in 2026. And Tim Priester, there were some components of this game that were similar as well, including an offensive slog in the first half and a very efficient second half by the Notre Dame offense.
And a busted coverage on a touchdown in the first half by a wide receiver. Yeah, there were a lot of similarities in Notre Dame. I just don't understand. I mean, the big picture is Notre Dame did exactly what they had to do in the second half, took charge, got more aggressive offensively, cut C.J. Carr loose a little bit more, and then the running game opened up. Whether it was Sullivan Apsher's insertion at right guard that propelled that, I don't know, but as a unit, they played much better in the second half.
Well, it was part of it because he came into right guard and they played much better. This third quarter and fourth quarter, there were only three offensive possessions. All three resulted in touchdowns. All three were efficient drives. They had the running backs involved. They went from seven total first downs, including one rushing in the first half, to 13 first downs and seven rushing in the second half. It's probably not all Sullivan Apsher, but we asked Marcus Freeman about that, and he said we have some good coaches that saw something, made some adjustments. We made a personnel adjustment. He said they have faith in both Apsher and Prescott. I assume the next chance to start a game will be Sullivan Apsher, and Marcus Freeman also mentioned we knew we may use both of them over the course of the game, and they needed to. I thought defensively there was one bust by Jaden Sanders. Other than that, while not a dominant effort by Notre Dame, they were coolly efficient the entire time defensively and were pretty rugged also.
Well, they held Wisconsin to their numbers last year, right? 13 points a game. They were 12.8 and a few more, maybe a first down or two more than they averaged last year. But they held, and that's a much better quarterback you're dealing with. We see Colton Joseph was, I think we were correct in saying this guy can do some things. And I thought Notre Dame, I mean, frankly, got out-coached in the first half.
And then out-coached them in the second half.
Yeah, and out-coached them in the second half, absolutely. Out-schemed maybe a little bit more in the first half. But, defensively, you got those tackles rotating in and out. I think you just kind of have to find – sometimes you have to find a little bit of rhythm. They weren't playing Utah Tech like BYU was. They were playing Wisconsin. It's a good opening opponent, but one that was vulnerable. I like their running back or what he was able to do. They did some good things offensively, but Marcus Freeman said they let go of what he told the players to let go of what they thought the game would be. I don't know if they thought it would be easy. They certainly should have expected it to be very physical, and it was, but they did exactly what they needed to do in the second half.
Jaden Sanders gave up the touchdown. It was a very poor singular defensive play. Marcus Freeman mentioned we play a lot of man. We have to play better than on that play. We have to have better eyes. And I think Wisconsin, Jaden Sanders made two big plays on the previous possession, breaking up passes. I think Wisconsin targeted Jaden Sanders
Aaron Henry sends him back out there again, and understandably, because he made two great pass breakups, but you're right. They knew that he would bite. That was kind of his MO at Michigan a little bit, and it happened. But he's a promising player. DJ McKinney is your starter, no doubt about it, with his pick six and his physicality. But Jaden Sanders is going to continue to help them this year.
DJ McKinney with a touchdown in between two Notre Dame's first two offensive touchdowns in the second half. They had four touchdowns in the second half. That 55-yard interception was thrown to him. I think Bryce Young is the reason it was an errant pass by Colton Joseph. McKinney caught it, picked it off, returned it for the score. And Marcus Freeman kind of let his guard down a little. He said, well, it gave us some breathing room. And I don't like to speak out of both sides of my mouth, but it's human nature that when all of a sudden you get that lead instead of just the 10-point lead, it's a 17-point lead, and you know your opponent, Wisconsin, is not a comeback team. That effectively ended the contest unless Notre Dame was going to give it back.
Well, it gives you breathing room and takes their breath away a little bit. I mean, it is as encouraged as they must have felt going into halftime. Suddenly, 5, 7, 8 minutes into the second half, it's been completely reversed. So, yeah, you know, and that's what the number 4 team in the country should do. I realize that it won't maybe be satisfactory to a lot of people, but as I said, that's an excellent first opponent for Notre Dame, a physical program, a winning program, generally speaking, that got a quarterback in the transfer portal that could ignite their offense a little bit. But when you added it all up, 3 points in the second half, that's exactly what the Notre Dame defense needed to do.
Offensively, three players, I think, made plays, not throughout, but even throughout the second half. Jordan Faison throughout the game. He had gains of 15, 30, and 29 yards. Aeneas Williams, a couple of touchdowns, he got loose. And Aeneas Williams and Nolan James started the short passing game, get them the ball with just a little bit of room, and Nolan James with a 28-yard gain on a pass play to set up a Neas Williams touchdown and a 28-yard gain to conclude the scoring proceedings.
Yeah, we had – I'm not sure that we had too much right in preseason or pregame in speculating about this, but one of the things that we said about Nolan James Jr. was they're splitting him out a lot in practice when we were in there. We weren't in there a whole lot, and he is a viable pass-catching threat. And he kind of sneaks out in the formation, and you don't expect him to be out there. We did because of what we've seen in practice, but he's a weapon. Look, these two running backs, it became really obvious that you don't have that breakaway threat, especially when the offensive line is struggling. They're not running backs, especially Williams, I think, is not necessarily a wiggle guy. He's more of a tackle-breaking guy. But they had some room to run, and he ended up with 90 yards rushing and a couple touchdowns. So, again, the second-half performance kind of offsets the first-half performance of the season.
Our Drew Mentalk mentioned just before this that this was Notre Dame's first field goal since the North Carolina State game last October. Spencer Porath drilled a 52-yarder. It was pretty important, actually, too, because, as we said, the first half was a boring slog at that, but he also hit a 25-yard field goal. That's a remarkable stat that is just shocking, but Porath calmly drilled that, and you need that third phase. Notre Dame not totally clean on special teams today. They did get a punt blocked, and if it's blocked the wrong way, it becomes a touchdown instead of what it became, a field goal. They also did recover a muffed kickoff return. Kahanu Kia, I think if you're a longtime Notre Dame fan, you realize he came in with Marcus Freeman, the defensive coordinator, in 2021 before going on a religious mission. Freeman and his teammates very happy for Kahanu Kia because that set up an Irish touchdown. It was really one of the major plays of the third quarter.
Yeah, and, Porath, he approached it the same way we saw him in practice. Very calm, the 50, was it 52? 52-yarder. When he hit it, from our perspective, it's like it's going to be long enough. And he doesn't blast it. He doesn't hurry through it, but he's got a very, very true leg. And 2 for 2, considering what game was NC State last year?
6, maybe? 5 or 6.
Considering it's been half a season since they made a field goal, for him to hit 2 is great. Actually, in my snap judgments, I forgot to mention – because it happened early. I forgot to mention that one of those punts for Scaife was blocked. But I thought, I thought he handled it. I thought he handled his first performance well. He seemed to be really aggressive doing it. Eric Schmidt kicking the ball out of bounds on kickoffs, you have one job to do, and he hasn't done it 4 times in 13 games. He's kicked it out of bounds. So that has to be straightened out. Jordan Faison, he had a punt return that was negated. That was pretty nifty. He clearly is Notre Dame's best receiver. They need to get Mylon Graham going. They got the tight ends involved a little bit. James Flanagan, grandfather that was a Packer, dad that was a Packer. And then James comes back and scores a touchdown in Lambeau Field.
Wasn't pretty, but it had teeth. 41-13 Notre Dame in the season opener. They do cover after it did not look like that was going to be the case in the first half. For Tim Priester, I'm Tim O'Malley. Thanks for watching Irish Illustrated Instant Analysis.